every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, just an update for Cowboys fans on the availability of seats. And how are you going to grab one? Well, it's going to be a challenge. Now, the Cowboys will face the winner of the Parramatta Eels and Canberra Raiders at Queensland Country Bank Stadium 1 week today, Friday, September 23. Listen closely. Before the tickets go on sale to the general public, Cowboys members will be given first dibs. Tickets will go on sale for members from 10:30 a.m. Monday. Non-members, all you plebs out there would love to see it, all us plebs actually who would love to see it, are going to be invited to purchase tickets following the members' pre-sale window, likely the following day, which would be Tuesday, according to the Cowboys website. Now, Queensland Country Bank Stadium manager, this is Tom Kimball, said, Stadium Queensland were preparing for a 25,000 capacity with no extra seating. Remember, we all saw it on our TV screens. They were bringing in truckload after truckload of extra seats. Anyway, Tom said that the state of origin, when extra seating was put in place, was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Really? He said there was significant cost associated with bringing in the additional seating. And, he added, they wanted it to be a sellout crowd. Well, they brought in another 5,000 seats. I'm sure it'd still be a sellout bloody crowd anyway. No extra seating, so it's just going to be, good luck trying to grab a ticket for this this very, very exciting event, which is only, a week away, a bit over a week away. Now, I've got John Moore on the line to talk about that and a couple of other developments too, because John just loves his footy like lots of us do. John Moore, former director of Australian Rugby League, and of course very much prominent during the very early days of our Cowboys. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Are you starting to get excited yet, or is it too early?
Mate, I've been excited ever since the semi started, the final started. It's arguably the best final series ever. Any one of these eight teams at the start of this program could have won on any given day. They could have won their game, and that's the first time that I believe that I could have said that. It's been a wonderful program, and this game, which the Cowboys will be up for when they play either Canberra or Parramatta, yeah, is not one to be missed. And if anyone asks me who's going to win, I've got no idea. I've got to tell you right now, this is even before the game gets played tonight. Yeah. It's a wonderful final series.
Now, Cowboys versus Sharks, and that memorable field goal quite up to Thurston's field goal, but my God, it was magnificent. How many seconds till you realised it went through after it left Valentine Holmes' boot?
Yeah, well, you know, the commentator wasn't real quick to tell us.
No, exactly.
Well, I guess it depended who you were listening to. I was listening to Fox, so was I.
They almost missed it.
And you couldn't tell by looking at it,
yeah,
and it went through, and there was, I don't know, seemed like an eternity before he got excited. I'm not sure he was excited. I think therein lies the problem.
Yes.
Therein lies the problem. Maybe he wasn't that wrapped in that ball going through. But yeah, mate, it was a wonderful game. It was a wonderful finish. Valentine Holmes just justified everything that's ever been said about him. Every dollar that's ever been spent on him. A local Townsville boy, local North Queenslander. A wonderful story. Absolutely.
I thought really capped it off when we heard in the commentary afterwards that Valentine Holmes, before the match, actually missed 3 field goal attempts.
Yeah, that's right. The coach said that. three out of three is not bad.
Yeah.
but he got the one that's important,
thank
John.
Thank you.
That's the one he got. Hey, and let's not forget Jason Tamalolo's effort. If he hadn't scored with, 15 seconds to go?
Yeah.
Well, Valentine Holmes wouldn't have got that opportunity to kick that goal. So, mate, it was really a wonderful day for the Cowboys. Things, I think, probably basically went our way, but it's got to happen sometimes. We've had many, as I've said before, we've had many occasions in the past when we've copped the rough end of the pineapple, and it's nice to have it a bit different for a change.
It's funny, the television commentary too. I mean, the television cameras weren't ready for it. They missed all the so much of the celebrations. I mean, I didn't realise it had gone through until I realised that Reuben Cott, who's only about an inch tall, was running up the field flat chat and waving his arms around. I thought, my God, it's gone through.
And the thing is, it's only people up here like us and maybe the rest of Queensland who are really excited about it. But all those people in Sydney, I don't think they were very wrapped at all, to be honest with you.
Exactly,
Anyway, good.
Now, the business with, just a quick word on what to expect next week. If you're not a member, you're going to be on the end of a very long queue. You have not any tips, I suppose, because you were a former bigwig at the Cowboys.
And these days, they've got to be very careful not to be caught doing any rorts too. So it's very, very difficult to beat the system. Mm. And it's probably another good reason to be a member. And it's a policy, of course, any sensible person would have to agree with. If you're a member, you certainly deserve to get first choice. Yeah. And therein lies the problem. I don't know how many members the Cowboys have, but I would guess it's somewhere between 10 and 15,000 at least.
Yeah.
So of all those people, and all those people, I think, are entitled to buy two tickets.
Of course.
Now, the Cowboys won't be able to sell out the whole stadium. Let's not forget that either Canberra or Parramatta, unfortunately, will be allowed to buy tickets too.
Yeah.
So that sort of cuts it down. So, yeah, the tickets will be the proverbial hen's teeth. There's no two ways about that. That will be very difficult. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go and see the game, you'll need to keep your ear close to the ground.
Exactly.
And as you heard before, on Monday or Tuesday, you'll need to hop in straight away.
Dennis Keep made the point yesterday too, if you miss out, as lots will, there's a party in the town, in the middle of the town. They do it very, very well in towns. But you watch it on the screen, you can scream and cheer and boo, have a drink, have something to eat, etc. So the alternative isn't the end of the earth.
No, it's not. And it's a bit like Wimbledon, isn't it? And a lot of those tennis events now where people can't get in for the finals and they sit out and have their strawberries and cream and whatever with the big screen out in the park. And it's a great idea. And you can get into the atmosphere that way. Of course, the great thing about going to the game is the atmosphere.
Mm.
And, okay, that's probably the second best thing, is to be there near the ground and enjoy it in company with your fellow Cowboy supporters and cheer the boys on.
Yeah. Don't go away, John, to another matter. I'll read briefly from yesterday's Cairns Post. Questions relating to land tenure for interested parties connected to the major sporting and events precinct at Barlow Park have been raised as the Cairns Council moves ahead with a dream to create a multi-use events hub. At a meeting of council Wednesday, a successful proposal was voted on to transform Barlow Park into a high-performance hub with regular training opportunities, sports, tourism, education and commercial activity, partnering with stakeholders like TAFE and CQU. No funds in the 10-year capital works program have been earmarked for the upgrades to date. A unanimous decision to go ahead with the precinct could mean the sinking of a long-held vision to build a world-class 20,000-seat rectangular stadium at Barlow Park, pitched by Enterprise North Chief Kevin Byrne. Now, you've been a proponent of this concept, I think, for decades. Well, certainly quite a few years. I remember we used to get together with the TV cameras down there on the Esplanade, banging the drum on this particular matter. You've been strong on it with Kevin Byrne on this radio program. Is this going to be a major hurdle for people who want Barlow Park as a very significant stadium in our city?
Well, it's a continuation of the bullshit that's gone on about this for 20 years now. Now, even the title of this report, the Major Events Precinct Vision Development Opportunities Report, by the time I got to the end of that, I'd forgotten what the first word was. And I defy anyone to tell me what that means. It is absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And they're talking about, as you just said, transforming Barlow Park into a high-performance hub with regular training opportunities. Sports tourism? What sports tourism? What, people want to come and have a look at training opportunities. Commercial activity. I mean, they just can't get it through their head or they don't want to get it through their head, that what we need is what nine other areas in Queensland have already, and that is a stadium whereby Cairns can take its place with the other nine cities in Queensland, such as Brisbane, Redcliffe, the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, Toowoomba, Bundaberg, Rockhampton, Mackay, Townsville. All these people, they cater for rates, roads, rubbish and water, and they can also have a stadium. All we keep hearing from our city father and city so-called leaders is that it's so difficult to have a stadium. Well, everyone else has got one. And I was so disappointed, John, to see that one of the councillors came out and said, well, stadiums are old-fashioned. They're just the same today as they were in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s and the 80s. Well, yeah, they are, because that's what they do at stadiums. They play on rectangular fields.
Yes.
And people like Real Madrid, Manchester City and the New York Yankees, they still play in stadiums and people go there by their hundreds of thousands because they want to look at the event. And that's all we're asking for here in Cairns. We just want to be treated the same as the rest of Queensland, the same as the rest of Australia. But unfortunately, we have leadership here which has no vision whatsoever. They're involved in a blackout, and all we ever get is the smokes and mirrors performance whereby someone comes up with another idea. Look, I can tell you, in the 20 years I've been involved with this, I've heard from these, from our civic father, I've heard North Cairns mentioned as a definite place. That's where it's going to be. The showgrounds, Edmonton. We just keep going on and on. How about the Papua New Guinea concept? You know, we get Papua New Guinea into the National Rugby League, and then we'll build a stadium in Cairns. Like, the nonsense just goes on forever and ever. And just to finish up on this particular subject, on this big report and pages, what, 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post, not once was the word rectangular stadium used.
Yeah.
So they've dropped the whole concept of a rectangular stadium, and they're looking at commercial opportunities, training performances, so on and so forth. They just don't get it. This is what worries me. They just don't get it. Well, of course we should have all these other things, and of course we need facilities for the Cairns Kennel Club and the BMX. They're wonderful institutions. They're wonderful institutions, and they need supporting. But what we are talking about and what we need here is what everyone else in Australia has, and that is a decent rectangular stadium so we can have Cowboys games here, so we can have other NRL games here, and there's going to be more opportunities for this in the future because the National Rugby League won't be able to compete financially with Aussie rules. So their strategy, and I can tell you this right here and now, is to have more games in regional areas to shore up support for the game in the areas where they're fairly strong now. And Cairns is going to miss out on all this because we do not, we'll have training hubs and we'll have all this other nonsense, but we will not have the facility to put on the game. So we get no television coverage. So that means our tourism industry doesn't get the coverage that the other areas are getting.
Yes.
And if we're not careful, people will know more about Townsville as a tourist destination in North Queensland than they will Cairns. And that will all be because of the lack of vision, leadership, and can I say it, absolute stupidity and obfuscation by our so-called city leaders.
Good on you, Jono. Thank you. John Moore on the line there, the former director, Australian Rugby League.